From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Catastrophic, overwhelming, greater than our worst fears. Those are just some of the descriptions of the damage Hurricane Katrina has caused along the Gulf Coast. In Mississippi, there are reports that entire towns have been washed away, along with roads, highways, and bridges. Helicopter crews have spent the day on rescue missions.
In New Orleans, relief that the city had dodged the bullet has now turned into dread. There are two breaches in the levees that surround the city, and large areas of New Orleans are underwater. Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco told a news conference late today that getting relief to residents is a primary concern. Emergency workers are shipping in food and water to those in evacuation centers.
We're going to try to get the people in shelters because they're isolated by water in most cases. But we're going to try to get those people relocated as soon as we possibly can get a plan together. And a lot of people lost their lives, and we still don't have any idea because the focus continues to be on rescuing those who have survived. We don't want to lose any more people than we absolutely have to.
In parts of New Orleans, looting appears to be spreading, and as NPR's John Burnett reports, rescuers are still pulling people off of rooftops.
All day today, refugees from the storm trudged out of their flooded neighborhoods looking for food, water, and higher ground. Whether through bad circumstances or bad judgment, they rode out the storm in their houses, and some nearly paid with their lives.
They need help back there. They desperately need help in the lower Ninth Ward. Please help them.
James Ackerson Jr. lives in the lower Ninth Ward, where a levee break during the storm sent water in his neighborhood rising to the rafters. This morning, his son came by in a boat to rescue his 56-year-old father, where he was sitting on his roof. Ackerson, a carpenter at Charity Hospital, stood in filthy clothes, looking haggard on a grassy median in the Marigny neighborhood.
Yes, there's people on the rooftops, and some people still in their house. We rescued a young lady. She was in the house. She couldn't get in the attic. And I don't know how she survived, but she made it, though. We had to get her through the side of the house and put her in a boat.
There's still no estimate on how many drowning victims there are in New Orleans. Ninth Ward survivors are buzzing with rumors about floating corpses, though none has been confirmed. On the plywood sheets shuttering the windows of an auto parts store at the corner of St. Claude and Music Streets, someone had written the message, "Seek God, prayers work." But earlier today, a 29-year-old tile installer named Sean Lafort was tromping through the floodwaters in search of something else.
Well, we have some bottled water, but it's about to run out. Now, we didn't cook all the chicken and ate all the cold cuts we can eat. Nah, we don't have electric, so what's the next thing to do? Nothing cold.
Few stores had reopened Tuesday because there's no power to run lights or cash registers or air conditioning, and because the streets are still largely impassable, with trees and branches down everywhere. People who were not hunkered down in official shelters are getting thirsty and they're getting hungry. Sean Lafort pointed to a small convenience store nearby inside a filling station.
The gas station is the only place open, and all they're selling is beer and wine. What the hell? We done got drunk already.
Correction, yeah. There are a number of different stores open, but not by the choice of their owners. In the Marigny neighborhood, under bright summer skies, looters dashed into the darkened aisles of a grocery store called the Roberts Market Fair and hauled out goods and goodies by the cartful. Most of the women seemed to be pushing out food items. Most of the men appeared to have cigarettes, liquor, and 12 packs of beer. At one point, a New Orleans police car driven by a lone policewoman cruised past and kept on going. Amid the free-for-all, a middle-aged woman who gave her name as Muriel Clark paused with her grocery cart containing some fresh fruit, bread loaves, and candy. She said she'd been driven to this act because she and her family were hungry, but she felt guilty.
I am so sorry to be going through this here. I never thought I had to go through this here in my life. I used to look at TV and saw where people go through this here, and I said, that's a shame. It's always somebody's problem worse than yours.
City authorities call today for the further evacuation of people still out in flooded neighborhoods. The National Guard is hauling them in trucks to the New Orleans Superdome, the huge sports arena located downtown. Currently, it sits like an island in a murky lagoon of hip-deep water with gasoline and debris floating on the surface. More than 20,000 people are still packed inside in sweltering corridors and in arena seats, eating MREs and waiting to go home. They've been told they could be here all week. Angela Parkman is a 37-year-old nursing student. She sat on a quilt between a nacho stand and an ice cream bar kiosk.
People are tense, and it's just so hot in here. They're not telling us anything. We don't know when we're going to be able to leave and go home, and it's static. Everybody's under a whole lot of pressure and stress right now because we're looking for family members. We don't, you know, they're feeding us every 4 hours or so, but it's just so hot, and it's just piling more and more in.
A friend lying nearby chimed in.
If you've left town, don't come back. Don't come back, baby. Don't even think about it.
The authorities second her advice. With the world of trouble the city is in, nobody should even think about returning. John Burnett, NPR News, New Orleans.